This particular report this year focused specifically on the challenges facing mothers and children in urban settings, and particularly urban poor settings. And those are similar in many ways, but in other ways are different. For example, access to clean water and sanitation, security, decent housing are all unique challenges, particularly for mothers who are living in urban slums. And that happens to be where the bulk of urban populations in sub-Saharan Africa do live.
How can these moms living in these types of areas and conditions be properly supported?
Well, for sure, they need better access to basic services, and that includes particularly preventive and curative health services for themselves, their newborns, and their children. And those are often, strangely enough, not available. Or if they are, they tend to be more available in the private sector. And many mothers, in fact, especially poor mothers, can't afford that care from private providers. So in the first instance, they need to be able to access that service. The second is that in many cases, the access to basic services such as water and sanitation is either unavailable or it requires a great deal of time and effort to actually access clean water, for example.
Are there any countries, though, that are working that you found out that they are making progress in terms of survival rates for their children?
Overall, there are a number of African countries that have made significant progress in reducing under 5 death rates since 1990. 3 of those countries that have actually gotten on track, as it were, to meet Millennium Development Goal 4, reducing under 5 deaths by 2/3, are Ethiopia, Malawi, and Rwanda, with Ethiopia and Malawi actually having already met that goal. And they've done that by doing a variety of things, ensuring that women actually deliver with a skilled birth attendant present, that they achieve and sustain high rates of immunization coverage, that there's improved access and use of treatment for diseases such as pneumonia, malaria, and where exclusive breastfeeding has been encouraged and supported. In urban settings, and particularly for the urban poor, one of the best examples is Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. And this is quite remarkable. The gap actually has declined by almost half. That is the gap between the richest and poorest with respect to under 5 mortality. And under 5 mortality itself has been reduced by over 50% between the year 2000 and 2011. And there are a variety of steps that they took, actions that they took to achieve that remarkable success, including increasing the number of primary care facilities, making services like family planning and immunization more widely available, increasing the number of nurses available to actually provide care.
Do you think enough focus is being placed on the emotional and mental health of a mom, especially those living in poor urban areas?
Save the Children as an organization has been seeking to address this issue, both in rural and urban settings in a number of countries in sub-Saharan Africa and around the world. And first of all, it is challenging and it's neglected, and it becomes in many ways even more challenging in urban slum settings, where some of the support systems that might have existed in rural communities where people would have lived or they've moved from often are not present in those urban poor settings. So it is a neglected area and more needs to be done. And I would say we've also, Save the Children, has initiated a number of rather innovative programs that are also intended to get boys and men much more engaged. That is one of the challenges in sub-Saharan Africa. To be successful, you really need the engagement of men as well as moms in trying to address both their needs and the needs of their children.